我哋今日读经嘅经文嚟自马太福音第一章17-25节，我哋会一齐读，先用广东话，然后用英文读出。
Today's scripture reading is from Matthew chapter 1, verse 17-25. We will read this together first in Cantonese, then in English.
马太福音第一章十七节，这样从亚伯拉罕到大卫共有14代。从大卫到迁至巴比伦的时候也有14代，从迁至巴比伦的时候到基督又有14代。耶稣基督降生的事记在下面，他母亲玛利亚已经许配了约瑟，还没有迎娶，玛利亚就从圣灵怀了孕。她丈夫约瑟是个义人，不愿意明明的羞辱她，想要暗暗的把她休了。正思念这事的时候，有主的使者向他梦中显现，说：大卫的子孙约瑟，不要怕，只管娶过你的妻子玛利亚来，因他怀的孕是从圣灵来的。他将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。这一切的事成就，就是应验与直先知所说的话，说必有童女怀孕生子，人要称他的名为以马内利。24节，约瑟醒了起来，就遵着主使者的吩咐把妻子娶过来，只是没有和他同房，等他生了儿子，就给他起名叫耶稣。
Verse 17. So all the generations from Abraham to David were 14 generations, and from David to the deportation to Babylon, 14 generations, and from the deportation to Babylon to the Christ, 14 generations. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit.And her husband, Joseph, being just a man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken to the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke from his sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus.
今日程牧师为我哋传讲神嘅信息，讲到题目系君尊嘅身份。
Today's message is given by Pastor Wilson. The title is His Royal Identity.
父，我们 ask for your help to put aside anything that's troubling us. We know that there are disturbing things in the news and perhaps in our lives as well.
主啊，喺今晨求你将我哋嘅世界或者私人嘅忧虑摆埋一边。
Give us the joy of Emmanuel, God with us.
求我哋都明白到以马内利，神与我们同在。
And we ask that in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
主耶稣基督名求。
Well, if you were with us here last time, we've been looking at Matthew chapter 1 and the rich genealogy of Jesus.
上个星期我睇过耶稣嘅家谱。
Now, if you know anything about Matthew 1, you'll know that Matthew crammed 2,000 years in around 16 verses.
咁呢个马太将呢个2000年嘅历史圣经的历史在16节的经文里面讲出来。
You don't have to be a math whiz to know That's over 100 years per verse.
差不多, 每一句的经文就是差不多是, 1000年的历史。
42 generations, 42 are listed in the genealogy of Matthew 1, 1 to 17.
在这个马太福音第一章,这个家谱里面, 讲到了42代。
And certainly for you and I, in the 21st century, it's kind of hard to concentrate on so many names that kind of mean nothing to you.
那你看,哇,这么多个名,好像这些名对我都很陌生。
That's why I'd like you to pause for a moment and think about this.
那我们去停一停,去想一想。
I hope you realize what Matthew is telling you.
希望你想想究竟马太在这里想跟你说什么呢?
The text that we just read, which is verse 17 through 25, in verse 17, he says three times, three of 14 generations, three groups of 14 generations.
那在第17节里面,他说了三次,他说共有这个14代,14代,14代, 加上42代。
He spells it out for you. Again, he repeats himself. Abraham to David, one group of 14 generations.
在亚伯拉罕到大卫是第一组,是有14代。
David to the Babylon exile, another 14 generations.
然后从大卫到迁至巴比伦的时候,又有另一组14代。
And from the Babylon exile to the Christ, another 14 generations.
然后由迁至巴比伦的时候到基督,有第三组,第三个14代。
So what's the big deal?
Why repeat it
three times? Why? Does he think we're, you know, we can't get that?
那怎么办呢?那我有什么不明白?
Well, Matthew's going out of the way to make a point.
马太这样讲是一个原因。
Why is it significant?
为什么这件事这么重要呢?
Well, you hear in those 14 generations an echo or music in the background, David, David, David.
其实每一次当他讲十四代的时候,他也重复讲了一个名字,就是大卫,就是大卫。
Right, undoubtedly, there's something here about King David.
当然大卫在这里有特别的意思。
In fact, this is the first thing that Matthew says about Jesus.
就是这一件事,就是第一件事,他讲到关于耶稣基督的。
The first thing he says to us is, he is the son of David.
他讲到就是耶稣基督是大卫的子孙。
And the angel appears to Joseph, the stepfather of Jesus, right? Matthew 1:20, we just read, right? And he seems to underline that. Joseph, he says, also, son of David.
当这个主的使者向约瑟显现的时候,他第一句讲的说话就说大卫的子孙约瑟。
You see, Matthew's trying to get our attention and say, this is the royal identity, the royal lineage of Jesus.
耶稣基督,他的血统是一个皇室的血统。
You know, anytime there's repetition, especially in ancient languages, it's usually for emphasis, right?
很多时候在东方的语言里面,当你重复又重复讲一样东西,就是一个去强调的意思。
Matthew is trying to say, hey, the central figure of my gospel is Jesus.
就是想告诉你,其实整本圣经,讲来讲去最重要的,就是讲回耶稣基督。
Did you notice four times in 25 verses, he says the name Jesus?
在这么多里面,他也没讲到耶稣。
Four times in 25 verses, he says that we're told he is the Messiah.
但在这25节里面,他告诉我们,他是这个尼赛亚。
You see, the genealogy is important. He's talking about the royal identity of Jesus.
这些家谱讲到耶稣基督,是来自这个犹大的皇室。
So you'll see on slide 2, what is Matthew's message to us? Jesus is the legal heir to the throne of David. He is the king.
Of course,
you're scratching your head now and saying, so what? You know, what does it have to do with me? Today, on, what is it, the 12th? December 12th, 2021.
咁喺今日2021年12月12日，对我嚟讲有咩关系咧？
Well, that's what I'm going to try to explain to you. What is the importance of it for your life today?
咁我今日就想话俾你听，呢一切嘅事同你有咩嘅关系？
But I have to give you the context in order to bring that point home to you.
咁我但系要先将个背景话咗俾你听。
This is the family tree. The lineage of the greatest king of Israel.
又告诉你,以色列最伟大的君王就有这个家谱。
And God made an agreement, a covenant, an alliance, a treaty with him, promising that from the line of the Messiah would come.
神亦都是用这个尼赛亚去立了一个约,他会再来到。
We know that because on David's deathbed, recorded in 2 Samuel 23:5, as you see on the slide. It says there, again, David confessing his faith in God, keeping his covenant. God's keeping his covenant. He has made with me an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things and secure.
在撒母耳记下第23章第5节，他说到神却与我立永远的约，这约凡要坚稳。
As I mentioned last time, the covenant promise seemed doomed, right? Wasn't it almost stopped a couple of times?
我们可以看到神这个约好像都失败了很多次。
But now, Matthew is saying, in this artisan or craft worker's home comes this Jesus.
他说,但是现在耶稣基督来到,
and this is not any birth, any ordinary birth. It is the promised king from centuries and centuries and centuries ago that I promised I'd give you.
而这个出生是很多世代之前已经是应许了会来的君王。
And news from his reign will spread to the ends of the earth.
而这件事会是去到世界的末了。
In fact, Matthew makes the point, Matthew 28, to the end of time.
他说去到世界的末了。
God's long-awaited king has come.
一个等待了很久的君王会终于来到。
And his kingdom is about to be established as that of David's legal heir.
而这个君王就是大卫,他在法律上的后裔。
Now, just like today, back then, the Israelites were kind of scratching their head as they were looking at history and saying, has God forgotten us? Has God forgotten us? Look at the suffering.
当以色列人在痛苦的时候,他在问神,是不是忘记了我们呢?
It even appeared that God seemed to have been destroying it himself as many of the Psalms of Lament tell us. And God's people felt back then, as well perhaps today, that somehow God shifted us to a dead-end street or a dead-end alley.
那是不是其实人们无论在昨天或者今天都觉得神好像将我们遗弃了一条骨头行，我们是不会有出路呢?
That's why this genealogy is important. Because it proves to you that God is trustworthy. He keeps his promise. He is a promise keeper.
其实在这个家谱里面去提醒我们听神是这个守约的一个神。
From beginning to end,
the eternal one
is trustworthy.
神是可信的。
Perhaps this explains why in Matthew's gospel, Jesus' genealogy moves forward from Abraham to Jesus, rather than backwards, from Jesus to back to Abraham, which Luke does.
咁喺路加福音个家谱咧，系调翻转头， 是由耶稣去翻亚伯拉罕，咁但系喺马太福音里边呢个家谱系不断随着时间去前进，系由亚伯拉罕去到耶稣基督。
And so Matthew's message for those of you who are wondering what about the promise, his message is from the very beginning, God knew exactly what he was doing.
神好清楚知道佢要做啲咩嘢。
He knows exactly where you're going.
他都清楚知道有一天我们会去哪里。
And throughout the centuries, he was directing history towards this very moment, the birth of the Christ.
其实由开始到今天，神一直都在带领这个历史的前进。
And as you'll see on slide 3, God's people's failures, their trials, their various cataclysmic events like tornadoes, like the exile in Babylon, like earthquakes,like tsunamis, it didn't stop God from fulfilling his long-awaited promise.
咁最重要嘅系，无论神嘅子民佢哋嘅失败，佢哋嘅试炼，或者就算世界上边无论系历史上边嘅灾祸，好似呢个嘅秘掳，或者系自然嘅灾祸，冇一样嘢会可以停止神去达成到佢嘅答应咗好耐嘅应许。
You don't think the people in Mayfield, Kentucky need this to hear this good news today? You don't think so?
肯塔基州他们的人刚刚经历了这个灾祸会有什么反应呢？听到。
We need this promise. And as you know, as a Christian, this promise is hard to grasp because it takes a humble heart to know that you need a savior.
这个的应许，这个需要神的应许，是需要一个很谦卑的心，才可以去明白。
So what's a lesson for us today? What is it? What is it that Matthew's painting here?
那究竟马太在这里想讲的是什么呢？
Well, on a larger canvas of history, he's painting a picture of God's sovereignty.Of God's faithfulness.
他讲到神的信实，亦都神的主权。
But he also paints on a smaller canvas of our own very lives, our individual lives. He's saying he's trustworthy.
亦都系喺每一个人嘅生活上边话俾我哋听，神系值得我哋信靠嘅。
And sometimes we get lost. We don't believe that.
有时我哋迷失咗，我哋唔信得个神系信实。
But God is never lost.
但神永远都不会迷失。
Just like we said last time, he's never late.
他从来都不会。
And we're often confused. Because when we look at the circumstances that are surrounding us, we say, where is he?
当我看看我今天的环境，有时我会问，神在哪里啊？
And because of our lack of faith, we have doubts. We have doubts about his purposes for us.
因为我们的小信，我们看不到神在我身上的目的。
But this genealogy is telling you, is proving to you, it's tracing for you that God knows what he's doing.
但在这个家谱上面，我们看到了神一直做着什么事，但也很清楚他怎样在每一个世代做着什么事。
As many modern contemporary Christmas songs tell you, his promises never fail.
亦都喺好多嘅人证明到神嘅应许从来都冇失败过。
And God may appear to be slow to us, but he's always moving his purposes at the exact, perfect, right speed.
而唔单止系咁，神佢喺每一件事，佢带领每一件事嘅速度，就系佢自己一直计划咗要咁样样行嘅速度。
That's because God's timing.Is perfect.
神的时间永远是完美的。
And in the coming of the Lord Jesus, God has kept his promise to bless the nations through Abraham's seed. He told you that in Genesis 12.
就是这个的创世纪的第十二章，当他跟亚伯拉罕讲这些说话的时候，每一件事一直就是这样运行。
And so therefore today,
所以今日,
on December 12th, 2021, you too can place your trust.In God keeping his promises.
So, in 2021年12月12号, 你照样同样, 我将你的信, 放喺神嘅里边。
He promises to work for our good.
佢话万事会为到你嘅好处。
He promises to be with us by His Spirit.
佢话佢嘅灵会与你同在。
He says He will bring you who believe home with Him.
佢话佢会将有一日将你同将你带翻去翻翻佢嘅国里边。
You will experience His glory forever and ever.
亦都会同神一齐享受佢嘅荣耀。
As you'll see on slide 4, we saw this verse last time, 2 Corinthians 1, 2. All the promises of God find their yes in Him. That is why it is through Him that we utter our amen to God for His glory.
一切是透过神，是因为神的荣耀，所以我们可以说阿们。
The glory of God is the splendor, the brilliant beauty that shines like light in darkness. Through all His divine attributes.
是因为神这个的位格，所以令到祂将一切事物去照耀清楚。
And of course, it's especially evident, especially beautiful in the crucified and risen Christ.
在这个的被钉死，这个的复活的主身上，是更加显得祂的荣美。
Because in order to see His glory, particularly in the realm of divine grace, that's where His glory is seen. It's seen in His grace.
在神的恩典里面更加会照耀出来。
Slide 5 will show you one stanza of the hymn that we just sang, O Little Town of Bethlehem.
刚才我们唱过一首歌《小伯利恒城》。
And as you see up there on the screen, Philip Brooks, the hymn writer, put the biblical truth this way. O Little Town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in thy dark streets shineth the everlasting light, the hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight.
在小伯利恒城歌这首歌第一节他这么说，他说美哉圣城小伯利恒，你是何等宁静，更深夜静，沉睡无梦，群星悄然运行，但在你黑暗街道显耀永恒之光，万世期望，战惊等待，今宵汇集此方。
God's promises and words are sure.
神的是的而且确是与我们同在。
He will redeem, He will rescue, He will restore us and all His creation completely.
神会拯救我们，亦都将我们与祂复活。
So why should we trust in the name of Jesus?
咁点解我哋要信耶稣基督呢？
Well, Jesus in His name itself, it's a Greek form of the Hebrew name Joshua.
咁其实耶稣呢个名即等于约书亚。
Does anyone know what Joshua means?
约书亚呢个名其实系咩意思呢？
Quite literally, Jehovah is salvation.
即是说耶和华是你的拯救。
That's the message that's conveyed to Joseph in the dream in Matthew chapter 1 by the angel.
就好像这个的马太福音里面所讲到的一样。
Because as you read in verse 20, as we all read, he was told that the one who had been conceived in Mary by the Holy Spirit was Joshua, a divine Messiah.
就讲到话呢个从呢个童贞女所生嘅就系呢个嘅救主。
He's the one. He's the promised one. From the very beginning of Israel's history, even before that.
系由起初已经应许咗，就系嗰一个。
The work of the divine person would be the work of salvation.
咁呢一个亦都会将呢个嘅救恩带嚟嘅。
It's in His name.
其实就喺佢嘅名嗰度话咗俾你听。
Save His people from their sins.
就系会将佢嘅子民从佢哋嘅罪嗰度救出嚟。
You see, the prophecy of Isaiah, way back many, 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 many centuries prior to this, reinforces this.
In
addition to predicting that the Lord's conception would be supernatural, which Isaiah predicted, Isaiah lived in the second half of the 8th century, by the way.
差不多是很多世紀之前，以賽亞講到話這個受孕是一個聖靈出來的受孕。
Obviously, that's quite a long time prior to the incarnation, right, of Christ.
已经会去道成肉身。
He predicted that the Lord's conception would be supernatural. The virgin
will
be with child.
然后是一个童贞女会去受孕。
And Isaiah also declared that he will be God incarnate.
是神去道成肉身出来的。
And a famous line that we echo at Christmas, Isaiah 7:14, his name will be Emmanuel, God with us.
亦都喺嗰度佢讲过话，神嘅名字就系以马内利，以马内利嘅意思，神与我们同在。
On slide 6, let me point your attention again to Charles Wesley's great hymn. We sang that last time.
咁喺下一，我哋讲到跟住嘅系讲到另一首嘅歌。
And if I'm not mistaken, I think Wesley must have had Matthew 1 in mind when he penned this part of the hymn.
咁我諗緊就話當呢個查理惠斯理寫呢個天使報信嘅時候，都可能諗緊馬太福音嘅第一章。
Because as he wrote these lyrics, he moved from the thought of Jesus' heavenly pre-existence to his incarnation.
佢講到就話神喺天上。 由天上到祂的道成肉身。
And he ends with the most powerful name, Emmanuel.
然后他最后，他的歌词讲到说神是与你同在。
Let me read the stanza again to you. Christ by highest heaven adored, Christ the everlasting Lord, late in time behold him come, offspring of the virgin's womb, veiled in flesh the Godhead see, Hail the incarnate deity, pleased as man with men to dwell. Jesus our Emmanuel. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king.
至高天庭同敬拜，基督万代永生降，万世所望从天降，甘心卑微居流房。至高上主披肉体，道成肉身。
From beginning to end, in this Gospel of Matthew, the emphasis is on Emmanuel, God with us.
由开始到结束，个重点都系讲到话神系以马内利。
We're at the very beginning, of course, at Matthew, but if you scrolled all the way to Matthew 28, at the end, it's the same message.
无论你由马太福音的第一章，结到第28章，都是同样的信息。
In Matthew 28, Jesus had already been crucified and raised from the dead.
咁睇28章嘅时候，耶稣基督已经系被钉死，亦都已经复活。
And in that very famous chapter that many of you know, he has appeared to his disciples to commission them for the work that he has still for you and for me to do.
咁喺当时佢对呢个嘅门徒显现，亦都将呢个大使命交俾佢嘅门徒。
Right, they were to go into all the world to go and make disciples of all nations.
佢话你要去到万国，去到世界嘅末了，将佢嘅使命、佢嘅福音传出嚟。
That's what we're called to do. Go and baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
他说你们要去使万民作我的门徒。
We're to teach obedience to the Lord in everything we are to do.
他说耶稣基督已经将这个权柄给过你，你可以出去这样做。
And then he ends in Matthew 28:20 with the same way he began in Matthew 1. And surely I will be with you always to the very end of the age.
咁喺马太福音嘅第一章，然后去到第28章，佢都讲到话神系与你同在。
You see the book ends? God with us at the beginning. It says God with us, right?
Right.
The name Emmanuel.
由头到尾都是讲一个的信息, 神与你同在。
By way of the supernatural conception in the womb of the Virgin Mary.
是透过这个的童女是从圣灵里面受孕而生。
But it's also at the end of Matthew, Matthew 28:20. God with us always.
而去到马太福音第28章第20节, 他依然都是那个信息, 神是与你同在。
You know, there's so many wonderful names in the scriptures of Jesus.
在这个耶稣的圣经里面有很多很特别的名字。
And each one of them tells us a little bit more about the risen king.
每一个名字都其实让你更加去认识到耶稣基督。
I don't have time to mention all of them, but I'll just mention a few, and I'm sure that this kind of jogs your memory. You have it there in your head if you've read the scriptures.
让我去提几个出来。
He's the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, right?
他说他是这个的开始,他也是最后。
He's the King of Kings, Lord of Lords.
他说是万王之王,万主之主。
He's the prophet, priest, and king.
他是那个复活的君王。
He's the wonderful counselor,
mighty God,
everlasting father, prince of peace.
是这个和平之主,永恒之君。
He's the good shepherd.
他是个好牧人。
He's the lamb slain before the foundations of the world.
是这个被拣选,这个无罪去牺牲的羔羊。
He's the bread that came down from heaven.
他是天上来的生命之粮。
He's the light of the world.
是世上的光。
He's the way, the truth, and the life.
他是这个道路,真理,生命。
He is our rock, our bridegroom, our beloved, our redeemer.
是我们的磐石,是我们的新郎。
All those names are fascinating and have a lot of meaning to it, but above all of them, God is with us. That's the emphasis.
形容神每一个的名字都是很特别，但是在所有的名字的以上，神最重要的名字就是说，祂与你同在。
And as you'll see on slide 7, Matthew's genealogy tells us that God in his providence, ruled and overruled to accomplish his great purposes and bring his son into the world. And this genealogy also illustrates God's wonderful grace. As I mentioned last time, how is it that he has women in this genealogy? Because that was unheard of back then.
还有另一件很奇特的就是说,在当时这个时代,在耶稣的家谱,
And then, at any societal standard, these women were not of stellar reputation.
而这四个的妇女,她们的名声都不是每一个那么好。
And so, even though Bathsheba is not mentioned by name, mentioned by the wife of Uriah, why does Matthew just not say Bathsheba?
好像这个拔士巴,这个马太没有提他的名字出来,即是说他是乌利亚的太太,为什么不提他的名字呢?
Because Matthew wants to remember the story.
但是你都会记得到其实拔士巴的故事在哪里?
That Bathsheba committed adultery with King David.
因为拔士巴和这个大卫王是有这个的婚外情。
That David betrayed one of his most loyal soldiers and friend.
因为这个大卫他背叛了他一个很忠心的勇士,他一个很好的朋友,
David even had Uriah killed in battle.
而之后他刻意地将这个乌利亚杀了他。
The lineage is chock full of grace.
其实这个家谱也都被我们看到了神的恩典。
His lineage, Jesus' lineage, is filled with moral outsiders, ethnic outsiders, gender outsiders.
因为这个家谱告诉我们，不单止神在这个性别上面，就算这个在道德上面，在这个种族上面，神亦都是非常之去公平，有这个恩典。
So the obvious message of the genealogy is Jesus came to save the outcast too.
所以亦都俾神去睇，俾人哋去睇到就话，就算今日你系俾世上边遗弃嘅人。
He was not ashamed to identify with the outcast as his brother.
在神的家谱上面，他告诉你，他不会为到这些人去觉得羞愧。
Jesus makes them part of his family.
这些人也都在耶稣的家庭里面。
And just in case, we fall into the trap and thinking we're better than others.
亦都唔会令我哋觉得啊，我系比人哋好。
As you'll see on slide 7, Isaiah 53:6 says, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one of us to our own way. He would take upon himself the iniquity of us all."
喺以赛亚书第53:6，佢话：我们都如羊走迷。 各人偏行己路，又话使我们众人的罪孽都归在他的头上。
See, this genealogy is a message to you.
其实这个家谱就已经是神俾你一个嘅信息。
See, these names are included in the line that leads to Jesus so that you can know that your name, your very name, can be included too.
当你睇到耶稣家谱嘅时候，亦都俾到呢个信息，就话你嘅名字。
But you must place your faith and trust in the personal work of the Christ.
你要将你的信放在耶稣基督的身上，放在耶稣基督为你所作为的上边。
And then your name too will be placed in the lineage of Jesus.
当你这么做的时候，耶稣的家谱里边就有你的名字。
Matthew 1:16-18 make it very clear that Jesus' birth was different from any other of the Jewish males named in the genealogy.
咁喺呢个16:17节里边，亦都话俾我听耶稣基督嘅唔同。
And Matthew also points out to us that Joseph did not beget or bring about Jesus.
亦都好清楚话俾你听，约瑟唔系耶稣嘅亲生嘅父亲。
Rather, Joseph was the husband of Mary, of whom Jesus. Was born and who is called the Christ.
而这个约瑟只不过是耶稣的母亲玛利亚的丈夫。
And so why? Why do we need to know that? Why do we need to know that the doctrine of the virgin birth? Why do we need to know that Jesus was born of an earthly mother without the need of an earthly father?
那为什么这个神要我们知道就是说 耶稣基督是玛利亚从圣灵的受孕所生，为什么我要知道约瑟不是耶稣基督的生身父亲呢？
Because we need to know that Jesus existed as eternal God before Mary and Joseph.
因为耶稣基督在玛利亚和约瑟在世上出生之前，神已经是一个永恒的主。
Or any of his earthly ancestors.
亦都其实耶稣基督在他所有世上每一个祖先出生之前，神已经在。
If Jesus was conceived and born like any other baby on this earth, then he could not be God, right?
如果唯有是这样的时候，你要看到神是那一个的神。
So it's absolutely necessary and essential for you to believe that. It's necessary for him to enter this world through an earthly mother, but not be begotten by an earthly father.
他是从一个凡人去生出来一个神，但他不是有一个凡人的父亲。
Jesus was conceived in the womb of Mary, a virgin, by a miracle of the Holy Spirit.
是一个圣灵的一个奇迹去受孕所生。
And it's very important and significant to know then that Mary and Joseph also belong to the house of David.
而無論是瑪利亞也好，或者約瑟都好，啊，佢都係屬於大衛嘅家族。
It's worth noting also that Jesus is the only Jew alive who can actually prove the claims to the throne of David.
亦都唯有係耶穌基督亦可以喺大衛嘅寶座上邊、王位上邊係有呢個權去爭取嘅。
Because all the other records were destroyed when the Romans sacked Jerusalem in AD 70.
亦都但其他所有嘅啊記錄啊都冇曬，唯有剩翻呢一個嘅記錄係流傳出嚟。
Now there's also one other very important portion of the event here in the birth of the Christ that is important for us to know.
仲有一樣嘢你需要知道嘅係。
Again, related to the royal identity of the Christ.
同耶稣基督这个啊王室的身份是有关系。
And it's something to understand, which is, might not be too easy. I need to explain it to you.
都要同你解释一下。
See, to the Jewish people in that day, betrothal, as you read in the text, is engagement. That is not like our engagement today.
咁你要明白，我想讲嘅就话。啊！呢、这個啊喺當時猶太人呢、这個啊定咗婚啊指婚係點樣樣嘅
？Betrothal to marry is equivalent to marriage。
咁當你係其實去啊俾已經係俾人哋指婚嘅時候，即等於好似咧你結咗婚一樣。
Except the custom of that day, betrothal was that a man and woman didn't live together after the betrothal. They had to wait for a year.
咁當佢哋係決定咗呢個婚嫁之後，佢哋唔會即刻住埋一齊，佢要等一年嘅時間。
But society viewed them already as husband and wife。
咁但係呢個社會已經睇佢哋係已經係一對嘅夫婦。
At the end of that engagement period or betrothal, the marriage was consummated。
咁喺呢個階段過咗之後，咁佢哋兩個會正式係結為夫婦。
And so if a woman who's entered into betrothal became pregnant, it was considered adultery according to Deuteronomy 22.
咁呢個嘅根據《申命記》所講嚇，喺呢個啊指婚呢個階段，當如果個婦女係犯咗奸淫啊，去受孕嘅，去有咗 B B 嘅時候，就等於犯咗奸淫。
But as you read in the text of Matthew 1, Joseph didn't punish or divorce Mary when he discovered that she was with child.
咁但係你睇到經文所知道就話，當約瑟知道咗啊瑪利亞懷咗孕嘅時候，啊佢冇去同佢離婚，亦都冇明明嘅羞辱佢。
For the Lord through the angel revealed to Joseph the truth，
因為呢個嘅聖靈係向佢去顯現解釋一切。
But I'd like you to think for a moment and imagine the pain, the shame.The anguish that Mary and Joseph, and later the young Jesus, had to experience.
但我想你去諗下，就話無論係瑪利亞或者係約瑟，甚至後來成長嘅耶穌基督啊，佢哋要面對嘅嗰個嘅痛苦啊，可能嘅羞辱。
It's a traditional culture.
呢個係一個傳統嘅社會文化。
It's not like today in America.
唔係今日嘅美國。
Can you imagine the pain?The humiliation that Mary and Joseph went through?
你可唔可以想象一下約瑟同埋瑪利亞佢哋所經歷嘅羞辱咧
？What would it been like for Joseph?
你諗下你係約瑟
？Put your shoes in, put your feet in his shoes. This is the girl that you're betrothed with, right? Who now says she's all of a sudden getting bigger?
咁你想象一下，如果你係約瑟。啊！你同呢一個女仔已經係啊定咗呢個婚約，咁但係佢係懷咗孕。
They're practicing the betrothal. They haven't slept with each other, right?
佢哋喺呢個嘅指婚嘅階段嚇，佢哋唔可以同房。
And again, Joseph was. What is he thinking?
咁你諗啊，約瑟佢揀啊咁樣做，其實佢究竟諗緊啲咩咧？
Of course, the text says that he's kind of like a good guy, and so he's willing to just break the betrothal quietly. Legally, he could have her stoned.
咁喺當時嘅社會，約瑟可以要求 用呢个石头去打死玛利亚，咁但系佢系一个义人。
But do you ever wonder why? Why does God do it that way? Why doesn't He just appear in a dream again to Joseph, saying, why do this way?
咁神点解要约瑟去经历去走过呢一个情况咧？
Why ruin their reputations in the community?
點解要將呢兩個人佢哋嘅名聲好似係斷送咧
？Because the angel didn't show up to everyone else in the community and tell them, right?
咁你睇到就話呢個主嘅使者只係喺夢裏邊向約瑟去顯現，唔係話帶俾全世界聽究竟有咩事發生。
There wasn't some writing on the wall or in the sky, say, giving a news bulletin to the surrounding community that this is of the Holy Spirit.
佢呢一件事唔係話喺講眾裏邊去宣佈出嚟。
Everyone in that community thought Mary was shameful, and Joseph too.
呢個社會，佢當時嘅社會嘅人會覺得瑪利亞同埋約瑟啊，都係一個嘅羞恥。
So what? Why? Why is that so?
點解神要佢哋走過呢一啲經歷一啲咁嘅嘢咧
？Because it was only 30 to 40 years later that New Testament was written and kind of cleared the air.
咁直至到三四十年之後，馬太福音寫成咗，啲人至明白到啊呢一件事。
But by then, it's really too late. It's irrelevant.
咁但係呢一切嘅嘢點解要咁樣發生咧？
When Joseph married Mary, it seemed like he was confessing that the baby was actually his.
咁当佢娶玛利亚嘅时候，要话俾全世界听吓，啊玛利亚呢个嘅未婚怀孕系佢一手造成嘅。
On top of that, Mary didn't get the storybook wedding that she probably wanted.
而另一方面，玛利亚亦都冇去正式去行呢个婚礼。
Right, even though she lived over 2,000 years ago, it doesn't mean that back then they didn't want some special day, right, where all the relatives are present.
咁係，就算二千年前啲人結婚啊，都可能係一個啊一個家庭慶祝嘅日子。
Right, her dreams, her special day, the wedding has gone to ashes.
咁佢可能佢心目中嗰個童話式嘅婚禮，神就將呢樣嘢去消滅咗。
And if that wasn't enough, they had to leave their homeland. Because the king Herod was after them.
咁唔单止系咁，佢哋啊之后要走去啊好远嘅地方，因为呢个希律要追杀佢哋。
I bring that to your attention because Joseph and Mary are believers. Do you think that's the abundant life?
你谂下就话，对于约瑟同埋玛利亚嚟讲。这个是不是心目中一个丰盛的生命呢?
When you're facing hardship, I want you to think about how hard it was for Mary and Joseph.
亦都想想对玛利亚、对约瑟来讲，其实是一件几难过的一个的生活呢?
Because if you're living for the glory of God, which Joseph and Mary wanted, you will suffer.
如果你好像玛利亚和约瑟去跟随神去这样做，你要去受苦。
That's why the analogy is Christians are to pick up their cross and follow Jesus. Picking up a cross is arduous.
咁今日你要去孭起你嘅十架去跟随神，你嘅孭起嘅系乜嘢嘅十架咧
？Do you think going and making disciples is easy？
系咪去啊传福音啊，使万民作你嘅门徒系一件容易嘅事咧
？I don't have to remind you that it's hard, right？
是一件很难的事。
Trusting and obeying Jesus, following Jesus is the hardest thing you and I can do.
信靠和信服是我们能够做到的。
And that's why we shy away. Because naturally we're inclined to say forget it.
我们很多时候很容易就将这一切忘记了。
We'd rather avoid sacrifice. We'd rather avoid self-denial. We don't want more.Hardship?
我哋唔想去受苦，人好多时都系避祸求福。
You know, I know not every ministry is for everyone.
唔系去做主嘅事工啊，唔
But if you're not being inconvenienced by any ministry for the Lord in any area, you're not following Jesus. Do you really think it's easy to follow Jesus? So how does one get the strength? How do we move forward? How do we repent and believe and practice self-denial and sacrifice to make go and make disciples?
Well,
the only thing that will give you the strength and the power to do that, to forsake it all for Jesus, is joy in the treasure.
就是说我们要去珍惜，去在神所给我们这个至宝上面有喜乐。
Because you did the analysis already. You know that the joy of the treasure is more, is better than the pain of the sacrifice. You know that.
你知道纵然你牺牲，纵然你去受苦，但是你得到的喜乐比这一切是更加的多。
Because you know about the genealogy. Jesus' word and promises, sure, you know that.
当你看这个家谱的时候，神很清楚知道。
You know he gave it all for you.
你知道神将一切去给出来，去为了你。
You know he endured incredible pain and shame for you.
神去为你去受很多的苦，受很多的羞辱。
You know that. You embrace that.
你很清楚知道。
He was forsaken by all, even God the Father on the cross.
在十字架上，他被一切甚至天父所去遗弃。
He bore your sin penalty there.
他将你的罪、你的苦去背起来。
You treasure that. You know how special that is.
你知道，你都去珍惜。
You know, God can't right the wrong without a just payment, right? He is a just God. He's a holy God. He can't right just wipe, just say forget about it.
他是一个公义的主，他不可以就咁将错谬嘅嘢去就咁去划走咗去。
Jesus had to pay it down, pay down the debt. He had to pay it all.
要去为这事付上代价。
And that's why the hymn writer says, all to him I owe.
所以他这个诗人会说，是神，我们欠了这一切。
You see, our problem is, it's not like mustering up more strength in our own resolve. That's not the answer.
不是说，我自己拿多些能力。
The answer is not to put yourself in a guilt trip.
也不是说自己不停地去内疚。
No, the answer is to deepen your joy.
而最重要的就是，你真的能够在主里面有真正的喜乐。
Because when your joy is strong in him,
当你在神的里面，你有大喜乐的时候，
you will have the strength to forsake it all for him.
你就可以有这个能力去为神去做一切。
This is the Advent season. This is the season that we reflect on who the Christ is, what he's done for us, how he came.
在圣诞节的前夕， 我们去思想这一切的事。
I hope you're reflecting and analyzing and practicing repentance and faith.
也希望你在圣诞的前夕可以去思想这一切的事， 也在神的面前去悔改。
Go and make disciples, followers of the Christ.
也希望你可以去令到万民作主的门徒。
Father, we thank you for your word.
主，我们感谢你的话语。
Thank you, Lord, for the richness of Matthew chapter 1.
我们都感谢在这个马太福音第一章带来的信息。
And Father, as we ponder and reflect on the fact that Emmanuel is God with us,
都係諗到到耶穌基督就係以馬內利，係神與我哋同在。
May you minister to our hearts and minds today.
讓你今日去幫助我哋去思想呢一切。
Give us strength through knowing more joy in your treasures and promises.
喺你嘅裏邊有更加多嘅喜樂。
Help us to deny ourselves, pick up our cross, and follow Jesus.
讓我哋今日喺你裏邊有喜樂，亦都去背起我哋嘅十架。
We know, Lord, that's not our natural tendency.
我知道呢個唔係我哋通常好自愿、自然做嘅一樣嘢。
We know it's going to take getting in the way of your grace.
讓我哋真係進入到你嘅恩典裏邊。
And so we ask that you would shower us with your grace and blessings today.
让我今日能够系临摹喺你嘅爱你嘅里边。
Help us to trust and obey you more and more.
让我哋更加信靠信服。
Well, we ask that in the precious name of Jesus.
我哋咁样祈祷，奉主耶稣基督名求。我哋接住落。